Abductions in Nigeria have gone from the northern region to other parts of the country in recent times. Commuting on major roads have also increased because now that the ASUU strike has been called off, more and more students are traveling to return to school. Last month, students journeying to return to the University of Nigeria on Nsukka were kidnapped along the Ugogo-Okpi bypass. Hello, welcome to The Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I am Hawa Shafi Inuhu, standing in for my colleague, Murtala Abdullahi. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. This week, I am here with a guest, Mr. Mohammed Ashraf, a young man whose family recently had to pay a ransom to secure the release of his younger sister, a student who was abducted as she journeyed from Kogi State to Warri for school. Good day, Ashraf. Welcome to the Crisis Room. Thank you so much for joining us. So sorry that your family went through that. Could you please tell us what happened exactly?
My name is Mohammed Ashraf. On the 24th of October, my sister got abducted. She was traveling from Kogi State, the north central part of Nigeria, to Warri, the south-south region. Your vehicle got stopped around the Auchi Road and everyone, including the driver, were taken. That evening, the abductors called and they demanded a ransom of 20 million naira. It was quite a devastating moment for all of us because it was the first time something like that will happen to any of us, and 20 million naira is quite a lot of money, and we didn't know where to start from. We had to beg, but they didn't listen. They threatened to kill her, they beat her up, and she kept calling and begging and crying, telling us to try and find a way to raise the money.
That sounds really brutal. Reminds me of the kind of treatment that victims of the Abuja-Kaduna train attack were subjected to. It's been reported to be some kind of tactic to spur relatives into actually paying for the ransom. How long did they hold your sister for, Ashraf?
They held her for 5 days. But on the fourth day, eventually accepted to take a million naira. Luckily, I had just gotten my salary, so I put everything down, 150,000 naira, and my parents, they moved around to see what they could come up with. Some family members also dropped a good amount of money, and we were able to come up with with 1 million naira. And on Friday, which was the fifth day, they asked my dad to bring the money to Archie himself and alone.
How did that go? Did your father take it to them?
He did, actually, and they let my sister go.
And how is your sister? How is she doing? Is she recovering from the trauma?
She's scared to travel. She's even unable to sleep. She has taken sleeping pills severally, but they don't seem to work. It's quite hard on all of us, because now we are back to square one. We don't have any cash to do as much as we would like to do for her, to make sure she's happy, to make sure everyone is alright. But then we thank God she's alive and no much harm was done.
I am so sorry to hear that, Ashraf, and thank you so much for contributing to this episode of The Crisis Room. As we try to analyze and understand this security trend, today we have been able to hear about the student kidnapping trend in the south of the country. This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Join us in 2 weeks for another episode. The producer is Anthony Asemota. The executive producer is Ahmed Selkida.